From London, we present Overland Patrol, a series of stories set in the vast Australian outback, featuring Sergeant Adam Strang of the Northern Territory Police. Episode 17, The Eye of the Tracker.
Bringing cattle over.
Hurry, bring it down.
Back to the Gulf and back. Men know the Queensland Rover.
Hurry!
So past the building.
Hurry, Corbett! Hey, what's up, Leo, mate?
Oh, this rattle trap must have the staggers. At this rate, we'd be lucky to get to that shack of yours before next pancake day.
Ah, you're all the same, you outsiders.
Who are you calling an outsider? I've been here 6 months.
Yeah, and you still want to tear around like you got bull ants in your britches. Ah, go on, relax, Leo. This is the territory. The land of take your time.
Well, you're taking it all right. Where the heck are we now?
We'll be passing the Malabar Plains turn-off pretty soon.
Malabar Plains?
And the next one after that'll be the track for Noonday Creek, and that is home.
Now, you never said your place was anywhere near Malabar Plains.
So what?
Well, so I don't reckon this is such a good idea. Suddenly it don't sound safe.
Why don't it?
Well, ain't there a cop shop at Malabar?
Sure. Adam Strang Station.
Oh, holy cow, now I know it's a crook idea.
Well, what's biting you all of a sudden?
Well, I ain't so new to the territory that I haven't heard about Strang. He's a tough johnob and smart with it.
Ah, we're being smart too. We'll be sitting all nice and peaceful under the trees at Noonday Creek, listening to the birds and the cicadas. And we won't know nothing about nothing.
Yeah, but hurry.
Ah, don't give yourself the hives, mate. She'll be sweet. Oh, pass the building round, boys. Don't let the pine pot stand there.
Ah, hurry, cut it out.
We'll drink the hell.
Oh, you stop me, St. Vitus.
Every overland. Malabar Plains calling Alice Springs, Malabar Plains Police to Alice Springs Control.
Adam, where are you?
On the transceiver, Marty. Sergeant Strang calling Alice Control. Come in, Alice.
Alice Springs Control. G'day, Adam.
Morning, George.
How's the weather?
Looks like rain any tick of the clock.
But it's a long
claiming time between ticks. What goes on at your end?
Ah, same old routine. I can give you a friendly tip, though. You'd better hang on to your black tracker.
Lightning? Why?
Oh, there's to be a replacement at the Cedar Hill station.
They only get lightning over my dead body. But what's happened to Donald Karamunji? He's their regular tracker, isn't he?
He's resigned.
Donald resigned? But he's been at Cedar Hill for donkey's years, practically one of the fixtures.
Well, he's no chicken, you know. He's been having a lot of headaches lately and been off duty.
That's too bad. He's always been a damn good man.
Sure. They still talk of his trek into the Kimberleys after the Farley brothers. And that was nearly 30 years ago.
Well, it was a classic bit of work.
Adam, your tea's getting cold.
Okay, Marty. I'm signing off now, George.
Yeah, righto, Adam. So long.
Honestly, you and George, and they have the nerve to talk about gossiping women.
That's not gossip, my girl. That's keeping abreast of police business. Anyway, it relieves the monotony. Right now, the place is duller than the month of Sundays.
And who's complaining? Got no objections from me on that score, I assure you.
No, Michael?
No, I'm perfectly content to put my feet on the veranda and let the passing parade just pass.
Trooper Dawson, you're getting as lazy as our black tracker.
Ah, Marty. I couldn't even come within a cooey of that gentleman. You know, I'll swear Lightning's the only chap in the world who can sleepwalk while he's wide awake.
Really?
Oh. Well, who's this? Malabar Plains Police, Sergeant Strang.
Dr. Henderson here, Sergeant. I'm calling from the Catherine.
Morning, Doctor. What can we do for you?
It's an emergency. Young Frankie Maxwell has just been brought into the hospital.
Again?
Oh, no.
He's had a fall this time. A pretty nasty one. He's cut his arm badly.
Don't the Maxwells know enough to look after him properly?
Well, you can't altogether blame the parents. There's no picnic trying to keep an eye on a small boy every minute. Anyway, at the moment, that's beside the point.
You want Harry Corbett, right?
As fast as you can get him. I'll fly into Malabar on the ambulance plane and pick him up.
Noonday Creek and back. Let's see. I should have him here inside 2 hours.
Fine. Time's the vital factor, Sergeant. But I don't have to tell you that.
Is it as serious as all that?
I'm afraid it is. It's possible the boy has internal bleeding as well.
I'm taking off immediately. Bye for now, Doctor. Mike, where's Lightning?
Well, he was outside a couple of minutes ago.
Good. This is one time he'll be living up to his name. Lightning!
Yes, Sergeant Bush. What do you want him?
The Land Rover. And snap into it. I want it out front and ready to roll in no time flat. Got that?
Good day, Sergeant Bush. Yeah, bet.
Marty, I don't get it. Why all the panic? If a boy's just cut his arm.
Oh, it's a lot more than that. Frankie Maxwell's no ordinary child.
He's a hemophiliac. And you know what that means.
Oh, if he's injured, the blood doesn't clot properly. Something like that, isn't it?
Exactly like that. He can actually bleed to death, even from a small cut, unless he gets fresh blood.
Well, he's in the hospital. A transfusion's no problem, surely.
It is in this case.
You see, they haven't the right blood for Frankie. He's Group A Rh negative. And that's one of the rarest of the blood types, Michael. So they need a donor.
Oh, I see. And this Horry Corbett...
He's registered as the nearest donor. They've used him before.
Well, do you want me to come along, Adam?
If you'd like to. Won't be any joyride, though. My foot's going to be hard down all the way.
Oh, Adam, do be careful. It's no time to risk an accident.
Don't worry. Okay, Lightning. Bye, Marty.
Bye.
Right, Mike, let's get moving. Horry Corbett's got to be waiting for Dr. Henderson when he gets here. You can just about make out Horry's place now, Mike.
Where?
You see that ridge? Sticking up out of the flat like a pimple on a pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't see any shack, though.
It's on top. In among the clump of milkwoods.
There's a tiny flash of light.
The sun. Hitting off the tin roof.
Anyway, we're doing well for time, aren't we?
I've taken a shortcut.
What's this Horry Corbett like? I can't place him.
You helped me run him in once.
Did I? When?
Last Anzac Day with a bunch of the boys. That's one time Horry really gives the booze a nudge. He had his war in New Guinea, one of the best jungle fighters they had. And not surprising. He always was a first-class bushman, a real dyed-in-the-wool territorian. Anyway, we should be renewing old acquaintance with him any time now.
Well, here you are, Leo, mate.
Oh, it's all, mate.
Oh, yeah, nothing like a squirt of the old Billy T.
Mm.
Hot and strong with the taste of gum leaves in it. Ah, little beauty.
You got a pretty good view from up here, Horry.
Too right. You see for miles all the way round. And it's real peaceful.
Mm.
You sit here with a tree to lean your back on and a mug of Rosie Lee in your mitt and nobody to come near you from one month to the next.
Yeah, what's that then?
Eh?
See, over there, trailing a dust cloud.
A car, traveling down the creek bed. Strike me blue or I'll join the Navy.
What's the matter?
A Land Rover with a spotlight on the roof. That's the Malabar police, or I'm a double Dutchman.
You mean Strang?
Nobody else but.
Holy Moses, how'd he get onto us that quick?
Well, I ain't reckoning to stay and ask him.
You're sure, though, Horry? It's a good way off.
And we ain't waiting for it to get no closer. We'll take the car, Lee.
Oh, but they'll see us drive off.
Not the way we're going. We're taking the back track. Brings us out in the Stuart Highway. And from there, I just know the place for you and me, mate. Too right I do. The very place.
We're eating up the miles now, Adam.
Shouldn't have any trouble catching up with Horry's old jalopy now we're on the bitumen.
Yeah, provided he's on it too.
He can't be anywhere else. Lightning followed the tire marks all the way from his shack.
Yeah, bet, Mr. Mock.
No sign of him so far, though. Just the empty road.
Not altogether, Mike. Look, there's a chap squatting by the roadside along by the mile peg.
Oh, yeah, looks like a native.
Why, it's Donald Karamunji.
You bet, Sergeant Bush. I've been police tracker along Cedar Hill, all right.
We'll have a word with him. Donald. Donald Karamunji.
Who's been calling my name there?
What's up, Donald? Sun got in your eyes? It's Adam Strang.
Oh, Sergeant. Oh, yeah. Been a long time, eh?
It certainly has. What are you doing in these parts, Donald?
Oh, I've been going along Malabar. Got him sister and family living there.
Heard you'd resigned. Only today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I'm all up finished now with Cedar Creek.
You haven't been feeling too clever, they told me.
Yeah, headache, Sergeant. I've been getting headaches.
Oh, that's tough luck. Still, you've put in a pretty fair stint, old son. Must be close to a record.
Maybe. Don't know, Sergeant. Only know I've been track over the force. Long since I could remember.
Well, we'll be going back to Malabar later, so you might as well climb in.
Yeah, good, Al. G'day, Lightning.
G'day, old Donald.
Did you spot a car go past a while back, Donald, a beaten-up old job?
Yeah, I reckon. It's making plenty rattling.
That's the one we're after. Right, here we go.
Hurry, get your foot down, can't you? We need speed. Got this old croc crawling like a flaming caterpillar on crutches.
Okay, I'll shove her up a bit.
Well, that's more like it.
And it's more dangerous, too. Take a gander at the side of the road.
What for? Nothing to see but a lot of old tires.
Blowouts. That's what's liable to happen if you go belting down the bitumen in this kind of heat. Your tires might blow on you.
Well, it's nothing to what's liable to happen if that Strang catches up with us. Listen, what's this place you're heading for?
The graveyard.
The what?
The graveyard. Used to be an army camp. That's how the boys christened it in the war. Yeah, a couple of the huts are still standing. And it's just the spot for us, mate. Nobody would think of looking there in a million years.
Crikey, Moses!
But I flame well tell you, it's one of the tires.
Well, hang on to the wheel.
Yeah, well, what do you think I'm doing?
Use the brakes.
Well, they don't work.
Watch out, we're going straight for that gum tree. Yeah.
You okay, Leo?
Apart from bashing me arm and a couple of cuts off the windscreen, I'm fine. Let's get out and have a look.
Okay.
So now what?
Well, there's no cause to change any plans. We just cut across country instead, that's all.
On foot?
Well, I don't see no wings sprouting out of our shoulders, boy.
But that's terrible hard-looking country.
Yep.
How do you know you can find your way?
Of course you're talking to a bushman, not one of your city jokers who don't know where he's at without some dirty great signpost sticking up under his eyeballs. I'll show you. Grab that canvas water bag off the front of the car. I'll get us there, all right. Don't you worry your poor little pointed head about that.
What a smash-up. Well, Mike, what do you make of all this?
Oh, I'm blessed if I know. He must have had a blowout, run off the road, and then he had no spare so he couldn't drive on. But why abandon the car?
That's a good question.
Well, Corbett's an old hand, isn't he? And it's the first rule of the territory. In case of trouble, stay with your vehicle.
Exactly. Lightning, how's it going?
Oh, still looking, Sergeant Boss.
Hey, Donald, I thought you were going to lend a hand.
Oh, Lightning, pretty good tracker. I'm okay, Sergeant.
He'll be more than twice as okay with someone like you to help. And every minute counts.
He don't need me. Him coming now.
All through, Lightning.
Yeah, right, Sergeant Bush. Last fella been gone bush. I been going that way, into scrub.
What do you mean, they?
A check say him two fella, Mr. Mark.
Two?
Yeah. Oh.
Who's Corbett got with him?
We'll soon find out. They're on foot. We've got the Land Rover. We'll take it as far as we can go. Hop in the front, Lightning. I want you watching those tracks.
Good day, Sergeant Bush. I'll watch him all right. I'll watch him plenty, plurry good, you bet.
What do you see from up the tree, Ori? Ori, answer me, why don't you?
Because I'm too flaming busy climbing down. Now, watch out below.
Well, did you see anything?
Yeah, my oath I did. Strang's Land Rover.
Huh?
He's making slow time through the trees, but he's after us, that's for sure.
Oh, God. So now what do we do?
Ah, we fox him, Leo, mate.
Yeah, like how, for instance?
Well, this is as far as Strang can bring his Land Rover. Then he'll have to hoof it too. So you and me, we split up.
What?
Yeah.
You gone off your rock? Oh, no, you're not sending me into the bush on me, Pat Malone. Not in your life.
Ah, look. Now you follow that line of burnt-out gum trees for a couple of miles. Now there's a stretch of plain. Then you'll come to a creek.
Yeah.
It's as dry as a bone.
You got that. Now, there's a bit of a bank on the other side. Then you'll see two big rocks. Well, you go straight between them, and you're there.
What about you?
Well, I'll take the long way round, over the clay pan and through the terps.
Through the what?
The turpentine scrub that stands 10 feet high. Stinks like a paint shop. It'll be good cover. Here, you have the water bag.
What'll you do for water?
What the abbos do. Yeah, I know all their tricks. We'll be seeing you in the graveyard. Go for your life, mate. You just go for your life.
They're fed up. You sure, Lightning?
Oh, plenty flourish, you boss. One been going along of them trees, other fella going where Claypan been shining.
What do you say, Donald? Do you agree with him?
Me? Oh, yes, Sergeant. Like what Lightning tell you.
Well, Horry's the one we want. We follow his tracks.
No can do, Sergeant Boss.
Why not?
Don't know which tracks belong in which fella.
So it's a 50-50 chance. Not very good odds for young Frankie Maxwell, are they?
We can improve them. We'll split up too. Mike, you take Donald with you.
Sergeant, I don't reckon...
Trooper Dawson needs the most experienced man. You go with him. Lightning and I'll head for the trees. You two take the clay pan.
Right, Adam. Dr. Henderson must be getting pretty anxious by now. It's long past our deadline.
All the more reason to get cracking. All right, boys, no time to waste. Get going, Mike. Lightning, you come with me.
Yes, I understand. Thanks. Just keep me informed of any change. Dr. Henderson signing off now from Malabar Plains. Miss Strang?
Yes, coming. There's no sign of them yet, Doctor.
And nipping out to the veranda every 2 minutes won't bring them any quicker, you know.
Oh, I do know. I just can't help it. What's the news from the hospital?
Frank is growing weaker. It's only to be expected, with the arm and the possible internal bleeding.
Oh, what on earth can have happened to Adam? He should have been back hours ago.
Now, Miss Strang...
It's dreadful. We've got aeroplanes, telephones, radio, and at a time like this, we're still cut off completely. Helpless.
But that's the territory, isn't it?
I'm going to put the kettle on. I'm wrung out and I need tea.
Perhaps something a little stronger is indicated.
Well, I...
You're as pale as a ghost. Now then, where does your brother keep his whiskey? In this cupboard?
Yes, Doctor.
This is my prescription. Just fetch 2 glasses, Miss Strang. I'll be joining you for medicinal purposes. Eh?
Come on, Donald. Get a move on. Yeah. We've got to try and get on faster than this, you know.
Yeah, doing my best, Trooper.
Oh, I'm glad we've reached the shady scrub. Oh, talk about blinding.
What do you say?
I'm talking about the clay pan back there. The way the sun kicks off it.
Oh, yeah, too right.
Hey, Donald, look out! Donald! Donald, are you all right?
Yeah, I've been okay.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand up.
No, don't need him. I'll get him up all right. Yeah.
Didn't you see that tree root?
Yeah, sure I see him.
You couldn't have.
I see him.
But it was right in front of you and you tripped straight over it.
I've been see him just as good as you, any fella.
All right. Sorry. Shake hands.
Okay, Trooper.
My hand's here, Donald.
Oh, yeah, sure, Trooper. Shake.
You didn't see my hand, did you?
Why, I've been seeing a little bit.
Your eyes, they've been playing you up?
Yeah. Yeah, a long time now. Trooper, you don't tell him, eh? You don't give me away. One time, this fellow best black tracker in country one time. Take him away, eyes. This fella got no name, got nothing.
I'm sorry, Donald. Damn sorry. But we're both in the soup now.
I'll help all I can, Troop.
Yeah, I know, Donald. The trouble is, time's against us. And if for the man we're following is Corbett... Look, old son, we'll have to plough on and hope for the best.
Yeah.
You'd better hang on to my arm so that we can make better time.
Okay.
So far, the tracks are plain enough, thank heaven. I only hope I can go on reading them. You keep your fingers crossed for me.
What can you see, Lightning?
This fellow crossing Dry Creek bed here, all right, Sergeant Bush.
Then so do we. We found his water bag and his hat. He can't be too far ahead of us, can he?
Don't reckon, sir. I'll go looking, Bush.
Good boy. Any luck, Lightning?
Him come out here, you bet. Looky, Bush. Shoe been kicking away little fella stones here. See?
Yes, I see. He must have climbed the bank just here.
We go up these little fella rooks?
Yes, Lightning. Now, watch how you go. It's tricky. Right. Now then, are the tracks still plain?
Too right. Hear him nearly falling down. Plenty tired, I reckon.
No wonder, is it? In this heat with no hat and no water. It doesn't sound like Horry Corbett. Look, Lightning, we'd better...
Hey, Sergeant Boss, look it. There him be.
Come on.
Hear him falling down proper, eh?
Yes, he's collapsed all right.
Yeah.
I'll lift him up. That's the idea. This isn't Corbett. Take it easy. Now, where's Corbett? Come on now, look, you were with him. Where is he?
The graveyard.
The graveyard? What on earth would he go there for?
Maybe him just go walk about, boss.
Yes, well, Lightning, get this man back to the Land Rover. Give him first aid.
How about you, boss?
I'm going to cut through to the graveyard. Time's running precious short, and there's a boy's life at stake.
We go this way now, Trooper. This way.
Donald, are you sure?
Knows belonging this fella been tell him, turpentine.
But we left the turpentine scrub ages ago. I can't smell anything now.
Yeah, that right. No smell, no turps. We've been getting clear of scrub. Get him into open country.
Yeah, and I say we're lost. Well and truly lost.
And you can say that again, Trooper. Yeah, you're a bush, mate. I've been watching you, Trooper, you and the old fella. You got clear all right, but you don't know where you're at.
Corbett.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember you now. Well, thank goodness you showed up. You've led us a merry little dance, haven't you?
Yeah, just about wore me corns out. And I wouldn't still be here, only I got a silly mate somewhere back in the scrub. Or maybe you've arrested him already.
Arrested your mate?
Yeah.
Why the heck would we want to do that?
Ah, don't you try and kid me. You got onto us, you and Strang. But there's no hard feelings. I'll tell you the truth, Trooper. I won't be sorry to put me feet up in a nice cool cell. I'm getting too old for these capers through the wallaby scrub.
You are you?
Yeah, Ned Kelly can have it for mine. Oh, and you can have the $90 back.
$90?
Plus a few loose cents. Give it back to that rotten public in a doorway with my compliments. He serves crook beer anyway. Well, what are you staring like that for, Trooper? Stormy, what more do you want? Do you want blood?
That's exactly what we do want.
Aye?
Your blood, Hurry. Young Frankie Maxwell's hurt himself, and a transfusion's urgently needed. So let's not waste any more time, shall we?
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you wasn't hunting me and Leo Jarvis for ratting the till at the doorway pub?
We've been hunting you for Dr. Henderson and a blood transfusion.
Well, strike me pink and call me Rosie. First, I do you a good turn by saving you from dying of heat, thirst, and the raven horrors. Now I go and spill about something you never even knew about.
Now you're going to show us the quickest way back to the police Land Rover, and I suggest you save your breath for the track.
Adam, over here!
Stone the crows, it's Strang.
All right, Hurry, let's get some action. Grab old Donald's other arm and move.
Yes, all right, I've got all that. Thanks for calling, Doctor. Malabar signing off. Marty? Mike?
We're here, Adam.
Was that the hospital?
It was. Frankie's all right. They got Horry just in time. But it was a near thing.
Poor little Frankie.
Yeah, and poor old Donald. Adam, did Dr. Henderson have a chance to examine him?
Yes, Donald's got something called temporal arteritis.
What's that when it's at home?
Ask Marty. She's the one with the nursing certificate.
Well, Michael, it's when the arteries at the temples become inflamed. I remember old Mrs. Rogers had it. With old people, it brings on severe headaches and can affect their sight.
Apparently, these days, they can deal with it all right. Dr. Henderson says cortisone will clear it up.
So, Donald will get his eyesight back?
Of course he will. But he'll need a lot of treatment.
Oh, we'll have to talk him into withdrawing his resignation.
That shouldn't be too hard. Donald Caramunji's been a tracker all his life. But what's a tracker without his eyes? It's not difficult to understand how he felt.
Oh, I know how I felt when I realized we'd lost Corbett's tracks and how helpless I was. What would we do without our black trackers?
Or our Horry Corbetts, if it comes to that. Most of the time, he's more nuisance to me than he's worth with all the crazy stunts he gets up to. You know, I've a good mind to keep him permanently in a cell. Then he'd always be right on tap.
That was episode 17 of Overland Patrol by Anthony Scott Veitch and Maurice Travers. Production for the BBC was by John Fawcett Wilson.